Creating opportunity. There is a theory which pops up again and again that the opportunities for success are fewer now than they were in the past, that our nation has reached the plateau of its success, that the world is dominated by people who already have money, and that success is a finite realm already filled to capacity. This is nothing more than a theory. There is no scarcity of opportunity. There is only a shortage of imagination. Countless people gain new wealth every year, whether the economy is prospering or ailing. The only limits they recognize are those within their own minds. Anyone who cries, "No opportunity," is simply issuing an alibi for his or her own unwillingness to assume responsibility and use imagination. Offering a useful good or service is just as valuable now as it ever was, and new areas in which to do so open up every day. Consider Home Depot, which stood the idea of the corner hardware store on its head by offering a huge selection of items at low prices. Bed Bath & Beyond has done the same thing in its market. Robert Johnson founded Black Entertainment Television, targeting a market that the major networks only served part of the time. All these were unusual ideas in their time, yet they have been enormously successful in areas no one would have imagined a decade before. There's a story about a congressman around the turn of the century who wanted to introduce a bill to close the patent office on the ground that there was nothing else to be patented. Everything worthwhile had already been invented. If you laugh at that idea, then laugh again at anyone who tells you that the days of opportunity are over. The pursuit of opportunity has given this country its strength. If you lose yourself in an obsessional desire to make yourself useful to others, you will find yourself through the recognition of the good you are doing. If you forget that you must make yourself useful to others, you will stray from the path to success, no matter how long you have already walked it. Consider for a moment those great blue chip companies such as IBM, which have learned such a lesson at their peril. For years, IBM made itself indispensable to business operators, large and small, by producing high-quality machines to run their offices. And then IBM turned its eyes only to making big, powerful computers, while its customers were looking for small personal units for each employee. Profits plummeted. Employees were laid off for the first time in company history, and IBM was faced with completely remaking itself in an industry it had once dominated. What IBM lost was the desire for knowledge and the willingness to earn it. Its people had stopped wondering what it was their customers wanted, and they didn't bother to find out. Dozens of smaller computer manufacturers, possessed of that quality, stepped in and made fortunes. Write that quality into your definite major purpose, and never overlook its value. Your achievements, like a company's, correspond unerringly to the philosophy with which you relate to others. If you follow through on your willingness to deliver something useful in return for what you seek, the world will be compelled to reward you on your own terms. Recognition of this fact is at the heart of what has made America great. Our most precious natural resource is not our mineral deposits or our beautiful forests. It is the mental attitude and the imagination of the people of every generation who have mixed experience with education to deliver goods and services that improve the lives of both Americans and people around the world. Our real wealth is the intangible power of thought. This is why definiteness of purpose heads the list of the 17 principles you must master to achieve success. No one can be successful without first knowing what it is he or she wants. If this principle is to have any value to you, you must follow it as a daily habit. If you still think that luck is a key to success, then you have missed the point of this chapter. Some people do fall into opportunity, but they usually fall back out again. And if they do manage to retain their good fortune, it is only because they have worked just as hard to keep it as you must to acquire yours. And that calls for definiteness of purpose.